views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Happy spring! I can't believe it's here. And big shout out to all my cousins in Chicago. I know they're all very excited about spring, especially with all the snow they have. So very excited. Can't wait for the flowers to start popping up and the sun to start shining. Today, for those of you who don't know about Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, with a very successful practice. Also, she's my mom, best friends, doctor, or consultants, I should say. And today's topic, we're going to be talking about the basics of healthy living for you and your family. And also, I wanted to introduce, we got Benny working all the magic keys.
Howdy, ladies.
We have Taylor, who's going to be answering the phone, because Mary Jane's going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for Mary Jane about yourself, about your children, about a pet, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Welcome, Mary Jane.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're very welcome.
And the flowers are popping up.
I know.
And the trees are blooming.
I'm so excited.
And in front of our house, we've had so much rain. We have like an overflowing creek that's gone over our driveway and into our horse pasture. So the geese are having a great time.
Oh, it's a party. Party in the pond.
Yeah, party in the pond is what we call it. And we've had 16 elk there for 3 days. And the elk, they run from one end of the property to the other. Then they run in the pond. And they just splash and kick. And so we've had quite a bit of entertainment the last few days with our herd on the property.
You got the geese party in the pond. You got the ducks. You got the elk. I think everybody is just happy that spring is finally coming.
Exactly. In Chicago, they are
super excited.
And East Coast, super, super excited. So we're happy to be here today, and yes, Nancy mentioned we're taking your calls. We take your calls about people, pets, friends, whoever you have a question to ask about. And my office has been in Issaquah since 1992, Nancy.
That's been a long time.
It's a long time, and remember you found the first office that I was in.
I did. So you had very specific requirements at the time.
Yeah, so we've been there a long time, And we're happy for you to call and ask your questions and just about anything that you could think of.
Now, for those of you who are new listening to the show, what Mary Jane does is called the TAPS program. And it's very similar to muscle testing.
Well, it is muscle testing.
It is muscle testing. So what she does is she goes through your body using a system and she finds out where your nutritional deficiencies are, and then recommends a nutrition protocol which gets in your body, supports it, repairs your body, and brings your body back into balance again. So I have been doing what Mary Jane has told me since, I'm going to say 1993, because 1992, before then when she came home, when she learned this, it was, we need to find mom a hobby, because it was a little freaky.
Yeah, the whole family thought I was, because my background is nursing. So I worked in surgical recovery room and labor and delivery room. And when I said I was going in this direction, they all thought, oh boy, there she's gone off the deep end.
It's time to look for a home.
But at that time, when I discovered this technique, I knew that it was exactly what I was intended to do. I knew God put me in the right place. And from that time on, I just flew with it. And it's been an amazing journey.
It's her passion. So her passion doesn't feel like work at all times.
No, never.
And that's a great thing.
Yeah.
If we could all have that experience.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter what you come in with or what you call about, how dramatic or how intense you think your situation is, it's usually not that unpredictable. It's not that complicated, let's say. You start with the basics, and the body has the ability to heal itself. And when you discover where you need help and give the body what it needs, it's miraculous and makes changes that are just unbelievable.
It's life-changing, but yet very, very simple.
I mean, in a short time.
In a very short time. I have to say, I feel the best I have felt in years, and I maintain, you know, that feeling. And it's great.
And it's a process. It's a process. You have bumps in the road. And remember, when you're talking about nutrition and health, everything is based on emotions and what your emotions do to you. So when you have different events happen in your life, it affects you emotionally. And then if you're not able to handle those emotions.
We store them. We have a tendency to store our emotions.
In different organs. And when you store those organs and you have the repeated same event maybe over and over, that energy gets so trapped in that organ, now you can't function. And then it causes physical imbalances. So that's what happens to you through your journey. And my job is to discover what it is and guide you and be your coach into getting you back to peak performance.
And she does a great job, I can say. And I'm not just saying that because she's my mom, but I used to work for her back in the day. And to see the amazing results and the dramatic results with some of the clients, it's mind-boggling. I mean, it's like miracles are happening.
And it happens all the time. So we're always looking for our clients to send us their testimonials, because what I have found is that when people call or when people look at our webpage, which we're working on, what they are looking for are stories that other people have accomplished or listened to their success stories. And then that makes a difference for them and gives them hope when they see what other people have done. And we have just about every story you can imagine, for not only people, but for pets, dogs, cats, horses.
And another way to hear some of the stories are on some of Mary Jane's past shows. You can get those in the archives if you go to drpatshow.com. We've had a lot of people call in and give their stories and testimonials live on air. So anyway, we are going to be talking about, let's talk about the basics of healthy living. Where are we going to start, Mary Jane?
We're going to start with the basics. And the basics are you as mom and the parents are the leaders in the family or whoever is the organizer. You lead by example. And it's like for you and your kids, first of all, it's about just thinking about clean foods. What you put in your body makes a difference. And if you, as a parent, think that you know what the healthy foods are and you know the difference between processed food, that makes all the difference in what your kids learn. Your kids learn by example. And sometimes I've had parents that say, oh, my kids, they won't take these pills or this nutrition. I can't get them in them. Well, that's a parent problem. It's not a kid problem. So if the parents believe that it's not an issue, they figure out a way to do it. Same with animals. Some people say, oh, I can't get my animal to take these pills. Well, you have to be creative. If you don't think it can happen, it won't. So
same thing with eating vegetables.
Exactly.
You know, different things just need to be open to trying and not making a big deal about it.
Well, and if the kids figure out your mojo that they can trick you.
Well, they pick up on the energy that
exactly.
you're sending out about those
exactly.
vegetables.
So what I see is successful families who just prepare the right foods and eat healthy, the kids follow in their footsteps.
Exactly. Disguising those vegetables. You are listening to the Mary Jane Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. It's time to take a short break, but we'll be back with you and catch you on the other side.
What's up? Wearing on my shoulders, gotta find strength in me.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What's up? Wearing on my shoulders, gotta find strengthen me.
Welcome back. You were listening. I was kind of wrapped up in the song for a minute.
Alicia Keys.
Yes. Thank you, Benny. Great music. Welcome back. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack, who is also my mother. Hello, Mom.
Hello.
Okay. We are talking about the basics of healthy living.
So just a quick overview of when we're talking about food, do you want to give your family live food, not processed packaged food, and and not food that doesn't decay, that lives forever.
Twinkies.
For example.
Twinkies.
Twinkies.
20-year shelf life.
Not only that, I had somebody tell me about they had these mashed potatoes, and oh my gosh, they were so good, they said. And I know you'll love them. And I said, well, what kind of mashed potatoes are they? And they said, well, you buy them in the deli, and you buy them in the deli, and all you have to do is put them in the microwave and warm them up. And I said, well, how long do they last? And she said, oh, let me go look. And went and looked at the package. This was November. They last till January 31st in the refrigerator. Well, big clue here. First of all, what's in them? Second, when you put them in the microwave, whatever's in them makes them even more plastic. But anything that lasts in the refrigerator that long, you know it's a red flag. So what I'm saying is read what's in them. It shouldn't have more than two or three major ingredients. And usually it has a pretty short shelf life. It's going to be that old in the refrigerator. You know it's not good. So look for live food.
Well, cheese has a long shelf life, kind of, you know,
right.
not 3 months, possibly. But
this is what I'm talking about, like cooked food or things that are like even. Well, here's an example. Leftovers. I am surprised often by people who will eat leftovers that are in their refrigerator for a week or more. Leftovers will last, if they're made fresh from fresh ingredients, maybe 2 or 3 days, and then they're dead. They may look okay, but there's no energy left to them. And those are the foods that you gain weight from because they're not live anymore. When we're talking about live food, we're talking about energy. And so when you eat live food, you're going to be healthier. You're not going to gain weight, usually, if it's live good food. Even if it's live dessert, something homemade fresh, if you ate it fresh, you would probably be satisfied, but you just don't keep eating it. You have some, but if you go to the store and you buy store-bought cakes and store-bought cookies and all those things, those are all dead already by the time you get them. So it's about fresh fruits and vegetables, live food, organic when possible. However, sometimes if the organic is wilting and looks pretty bad, that's not good either. So look for good live food.
Wow. All those people are probably driving in their cars or listening at home just devastated about the cakes and cookies that you're finding at the grocery store.
Well, you should really avoid any processed sugar at any time. If you're talking about weight issues, processed sugar is never going to help you lose weight. And processed sugar for your kids, it just makes them not think clear, be foggy, be spacey. So you want to eat good foods, no preservatives, no additives is what I'm saying. No fructose. Natural sugar is better than fructose.
Oh, yeah. Mary Jane's a ton of fun. Ton of fun, especially when it comes to food and sugar. All right. Mary Jane is taking your calls. You can give her a call at 1-800-930-2819. And we are going to go to Raul, who's in Seattle and has a question for Mary Jane. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. Good morning, Mary Jane.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
I have a complaint about my face. My face is getting skinnier and skinnier and skinnier, and I eat all organic food. I do the best I can, and I just want to know, are my detox pathways okay? Is it my home health? How can I solve this?
Okay, your home health is good. Your stomach digestion is not good. So you need like hydrochloric acid and enzymes to help you digest your food. You're not digesting your food. And that way you're eating all the good stuff, but you're not getting all the nutrients out of that food. So that's the number one thing that shows up. And that's it. So you are doing the right thing, but you're eating all that good stuff. You're just not getting what you need out of it.
Yes. You talk about the gallbladder and, you know, the liver and all that. Would you mind?
Your gallbladder and liver is fine. They're both at 10. Your kidneys are 10. Everything in your body is good. If I ask why your face is thin, it takes me right to your stomach. And then you take care of your stomach and your face scores at like a 6. And if you take care of your stomach, your face goes to a 10. So it totally has to do with your digestion. and the pH of your body. That's pretty darn good.
That's great news.
I know. It's awesome. I've been waiting to talk to you for a while. I'm really excited. I got really nervous.
It's great to hear.
It's great to hear. So yeah.
Well, great. Well, so that's hydrochloric acid. If you'd like an appointment with Mary Jane, you can give her office a call at 888-777-4232. And go ahead.
Yes, I truly appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Awesome. Our pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you. Just like Raul, it's very simple. He was afraid, thought it was going to be something drastic, but yet keep it simple,
easy,
uncomplicated, and just the digestion is off, little hydrochloric acid.
Back on track.
Face will fill out. Way to
exactly.
go. All right. Let's go to Melissa.
Unfortunately, Taylor's on the phone with Melissa, but we'll take Kaylee from Linwood.
Thank you, Benny.
You're welcome. Lights are kind of different colors.
I know.
For reasons.
I got to pay attention.
You're cute.
I got to focus.
You're cute. That's okay. Kaylee, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Kaylee.
Thanks. So the question, I've been trying to help my mom. She's dealt with breast cancer, and she needs to have more surgery, but she needs to lose some more weight before they'll do it. And she's been stuck for a long time. She had lost like 25, 30 pounds a year ago, and she needs to lose 15, 20 more.
Okay. So she's like plateaued.
Yeah. Well, first of all, she has a kidney issue. Her kidneys are backed up. That doesn't mean she has diseased kidneys. It means she has a lot of sludge in her kidney, and then her kidneys are also a little bit inflamed. And then she also has a gallbladder issue. So it's digestive. Kidneys have to do with digestion. Gallbladder has to do with digestion. Go ahead.
My mom had her gallbladder out when I was a baby.
Yeah. So even if they have their gallbladder out, when I do my testing, it doesn't matter what organ. If you had it removed and it shows up, I treat it just like you have a gallbladder. And when that shows up, then what happens when we use the nutrition for the gallbladder, every organ has a backup system. Then the liver takes over and will work for the gallbladder. Because even if you have the gallbladder out, that doesn't mean it took care of your problem. I see people who have it out and they still have the same problem. And sometimes it's worse because they don't have the gallbladder to help them. So she needs specific nutrition to lubricate her liver, get some bile into her system, and help her digest her food. Right now, the food is fermenting in her gut. She has to have some bloating and digestive issues. With what's going on with her. So her body's not functioning. And when that's not functioning, that backs up her whole system. So now that backs up what's going on in her breast and makes that area worse. So once you take the stress off the body with taking care of the gallbladder and the kidney, it's amazing how much else will get better. So it's really a big deal. So did that answer your question? Go ahead.
Well, kind of. So how can she come see you or get help?
Where do you live?
My mom lives in Edmond.
Okay. She can either come to see me at the office or we do phone consultations. And you could call Rhonda and Nancy will give you that number. And when she comes in, if she comes in, I just do the accelerated performance system technique on her and figure out exactly what she needs and do a formula for her so we have predictable results. And anything I do for her, she will only benefit when she has that surgery. Because my job would be to get her in shape to have that surgery and have the best outcome possible. And that's what I do. So, Nancy, we'll give you that number.
Okay.
The Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. And if you call Mary Jane's office and you should get the answering machine, please leave your name and phone number. That just means Rhonda's on the other line taking a call, and she will get back to you as soon as she is done. So, again, Mary Jane's number is 888-777-4232.
And we can definitely help your mom. Okay?
Okay.
That's good. She's been pretty down, so.
Yeah, we can help her, believe me. That's not, it's, there's no doubt, no doubt.
Very simple. Thank you, Kaylee, and have a great day, and good luck to you and your mom, and give Mary Jane a call, and she can help get off that plateau. Again, it's simple and it's easy.
Yep.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
Got another call, Nancy?
Another call? Oh, no. It's time to, we have to take a short break. So our callers, stay on the line. We'll be with you shortly. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will catch you on the other side.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane, also my mom. And today we're talking about the basics of healthy living for you and your family. We'll get you some more information. Also, if you would like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call and get in and get yourself healthy. Give Rhonda a call at 888-777-4232. And again, if you get the answering machine, leave your name and number, and Rhonda will call you back. That just means she's on the other line taking a call. So it'll be work. And also, we have another phone line opening up. So if you would like, if you have a question for Mary Jane, you can go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Taylor's there to take your call. All right, Mary Jane, it looks like we have Melissa from Bothell. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, my question is in regards to an anti-inflammatory diet.
Okay.
And although it's been kind of off and on, I've lost 15 pounds so far, but I'm curious, you know, is there something more that can be done to kind of help speed up that weight loss?
For anti-inflammatory, the best anti-inflammatory program is the paleo diet. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
It's very easy. It's basically proteins, fruits and vegetables. And there's a lot of information on the web, and the Paleo Mom is on Facebook. But that is the, for inflammation or any type of illness, any type of disease, any type of problem in your body, it's just a basic lifestyle change that's easy. Lots of good recipes. It's not like being on a diet. I do not believe in diets because diets don't work. And when people go on strict diets, you know, the low calorie and very strict diets, they just gain it back. So if you're going to.
So is that good for weight loss as well?
Yes.
Overall?
Yes. And what they said for weight loss, you just restrict your fruit. You might have two fruits a day and not lots of fruit. But with the vegetables, type of vegetables that are on there, definitely people lose weight. If you have high cholesterol or high, I mean, you know, they want to change those things. Cholesterol isn't always bad. But if you have inflammatory conditions, all those things come back to normal just by what you eat and the things that you change in your diet. And it's very easy. So as far as a weight loss program, I highly recommend that program. And then you just, when you read the information, it's a guideline that tells you which foods will work better for you to lose that weight. And the big thing is no grains, no wheat, no dairy.
But I think you can have avocados on that, can't
you? Oh, you can have a lot of good things. You can have a lot of good things. And for you... also, if I tune into you, your gallbladder is not working. Or let's say your gallbladder is sludged up, and that's part of the problem why you're having trouble now losing weight. So you have, you know, when you lose weight, you start to move all that debris through your body, and sometimes then your body, it gets stuck. So your gallbladder right now scores a 2, and it should be a 10. So that's the reason you have slowed down and aren't losing weight. And then your bile duct, your lubrication of your liver is not good. So you're not getting bile into your system to digest your food. So then the food ferments in your gut, and then you don't burn it up. Do you have digestive issues? Do you get bloated?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So for somebody like you, you might have like gas and bloating, just no matter what you eat, not feel quite so good. And once you get your diet, and when you're in that phase, it doesn't matter what program you do, you will still have trouble losing weight because your body's at a 2 function instead of a 10. So if you were to call our office, we'd check you out and put you on a program to help you get on the right track and get things working for you and feel good. You got to be tired too. Are you tired?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do get tired.
Yeah.
Or sluggish.
Yeah, because you're a 2, because when your gallbladder and your liver is a 2, everything's a 2. So now your heart's a 2, your thyroid's a 2, all your function is at low level. Once you get things moving, all that picks up and then everything changes without doing anything for anything else. So it's a simple solution. easy, get you on track, and get you moving again.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Melissa. And if you'd like an appointment with Mary Jane Mack, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. And I can attest to the gallbladder thing because I know now when my gallbladder is off, you don't feel good and you do get bloated, but taking the proper nutrition in a matter of days, sometimes only a day for me because I know what to do now, makes a dramatic difference. So it gets you back on track right away.
Well, and that's what I teach people. Once we get the major issues cleared up in their body, I teach you how you can maintain that, because life isn't always perfect and it doesn't matter. Sometimes even if you eat good food, it can affect your gallbladder. So when you have certain symptoms, I just tell people what nutrition to take more of and teach you how to maintain and guide that so you don't get stuck again. And that's why you pull out of it so quickly, Nancy, because you know what to do, so you don't go the other direction and take weeks to pull out of it.
No, and I'm going to say I am not perfect as far as some of my food choices. There are some things that I know are bad for me, but I enjoy eating them once in a while.
But I will say
it's rare.
It's rare.
It's rare, but I will go ahead and indulge.
But that's what I say is life. Even if you were doing the paleo program, it doesn't matter what program you do. If you don't deprive yourself and you do, if you want something, if you have it once in a while and then just get back on track, then you can have a successful program.
Exactly.
And that's all it is.
It's easy. It's quick. Yeah. It's simple and ready to work. All right. Looks like we have another caller.
It's Gaurav. That's how you pronounce it. Yep.
Gaurav in Bellevue. What is your question for Mary Jane?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me on, Mary, and good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to ask about apple cider vinegar. I've read a lot about it. For the last couple of years, I've had it on and off. And I'd like to understand what's the best. I mean, is it good? Should it be taken regularly? And if yes, what's the best and right dosage for it?
Well, apple cider vinegar is great. I mean, that's an old-time remedy for digestion. I mean, that's been around for years and years. And apple cider vinegar is, you might say, similar to the hydrochloric acid in a way. It helps produce this hydrochloric acid. But what it does is helps in the digestion and breaking down of the food. So, and how much? Well, probably like a couple teaspoons at a meal or a bigger meal is adequate. Maybe a tablespoon a day. It doesn't take that much. And a lot of people use the apple cider vinegar in with their salad dressing. Vinegar, balsamic vinaigrette, and apple cider vinegar. Or you can just put apple cider vinegar on a salad, and it's actually pretty good. Nancy's making a face.
I'm making a face. I'm sorry.
But if you were on a strict program, if you were to use apple cider vinegar, it really isn't. It can be tasty if you put seasonings and spices in it.
Disguise it.
Is it good to add baking soda to it? That's something that I read, that if you take it regularly every day, it's best to add some baking soda to avoid, because it's very acidic, it can spoil the enamel of your teeth or corrode the...
Well, if you're taking small amounts of apple cider vinegar, it's okay. You can. A lot of people do use the baking soda with it. Now, what I do with clients is I put them on a more specific program to figure out where their digestion is off, and I use other products to correct that digestion so they're in balance and they don't have to be doing that every day. If they're not doing anything and they do a little bit of that every day, often it makes them feel good, but sometimes you can overdo too. It's like anything. So you can do that mixture. It's okay. Or you can don't do too much apple cider vinegar. Or get different products to convert your digestion so your digestion is better all the time. So there you go.
Did that answer your question?
It did, yes. And then I have one quick follow-up. I've been having this, recently, about 2 or 3 months back, developed joint pain in my knees. I think I'm kind of young to start having that. So I was wondering if you could do a quick read and tell me
Here's what's going on with you. Actually, and when you're talking about apple cider vinegar and those things, people are trying to fix an issue, and they're trying to use the – they're looking it up online and finding the quick fix.
And they're doing at the time what they think they
exactly.
should do.
So now what's really going on with you is you have a gallbladder issue, number one. You also have a kidney issue. Your kidneys are backed up. So now you have two major systems that are causing your digestive problem, and then that's what
– the joint pain?
And the joint pain is always kidney – I mean, that's kidney and gallbladder. Totally kidney and gallbladder joint pain. Because you have heavy, heavy sludge in your gallbladder. And when your kidney is backed up or you have heavy sludge in your kidney also, kidneys have a lot to do with knees. So when people are having knee problems, it's always a kidney issue. And when you take care of the kidneys and get the kidneys, and it doesn't mean you have disease. It means they could be sludgy. You just need to tune the kidneys up and get them balanced. Then the knee pain will go away. So the apple cider vinegar and other might help your stomach, but it's not helping the rest of your system. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And if you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can give her office a call at 888-777-4232. It's time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Stinging like a earned my stripes. I went from zero to my own hero. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Now I'm floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I earned my stripes. I went from zero to my own hero. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane, and we are going to go directly to the phones and talk to Joy in Kirkland. Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
You are very welcome. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, I have a 10-year-old daughter who started showing signs of puberty when she was 9. She developed breast buds, and now she's 10, and she's, you know, her breasts are growing and, you know, hair under the arms, and she's only 10. And, you know, I've done everything I thought was right along the years. We eat organic. We cook only in glass. We don't use a microwave. We have wool pillows and latex, organic latex mattresses. So I'm just shocked and wondering, you know, what is going on?
did you nurse her when she was a baby?
I did.
Did you ever give her soy?
No, I didn't. And I'm trying to remember back when I was pregnant with her if maybe I was eating soy, which is possible because there was a phase I was drinking soy milk and eating soy nuts. I just can't remember if it was when I was pregnant with her or not.
That's one of the most common reasons the kids develop early is because they got soy when they were young, or soy formula or soy at that time.
So yeah, she didn't get soy. We didn't do formula, but I said, yeah, I breastfed her.
So what I get on her is that her hormones are out of balance. Mm-hmm. Even though she's developing, she still is out of balance. And also she has a bladder issue. Does she have stomach aches?
She doesn't, but she just got done with a bladder infection. She just had a bladder infection, and we had it treated, and she just stopped her medicine a couple days ago.
Yeah, she still has it. She still has a bladder issue. So, you know, even though they take the medicine underneath, that's what I'm picking up. The bladder issue is still there. So what I do is, kids are real easy to balance, unlike adults. I mean, adults just take longer, but kids are pretty easy, and they don't need a lot of nutrition. But what I'm picking up on her first is her ovaries, even though she's developing, her ovaries still just score a 1 on both sides, both ovaries. And then the bladder shows up. So she has her ovaries are off, her, let's see. Well, that's the main thing I'm picking up. So what I would do if she were to come in the office when I check her, you take care of whatever shows up first. And my sense is that would be her bladder.
Okay.
And she also has a little toxic stomach. Her tummy isn't right. And so when you get the toxic stomach, those toxins go through your system and through your bladder and kidney, and then that causes an issue with your bladder. So it may be your stomach that's the main problem here. So we look at that and see which one we deal with. And then her liver is also off, and that has to do, again, with hormones. Your liver is your master hormone.
Oh.
So it's about getting things balanced and figuring out where she's, you know, everything's kind of going crazy here, and get her balanced, and that's what I do. So it's take care of the top things, the things that are causing, like the bladder thing, and then look at that. And it may be even just taking care of her liver that balances out her hormonal system.
Okay.
So it's not, it won't be that complicated.
Okay.
And you're sounds like you're doing all the right things, so...
Well, that's why I'm so perplexed. It's like, oh, my God, what else could I be, doing?
She might have been born with this. She might have been born with this. And, I mean, she could have been born with her liver a little bit in low gear. Doesn't mean she has disease. It just means she's out of balance.
Yeah, okay.
And she doesn't have what she needs to catch up. So give us a call.
Catch up, slow down.
Yeah, give us a call. It's not complicated, and we'll look at her and evaluate her, and I'm sure it'll all make sense to you like it has so far.
Okay, great.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joy. If you would like to contact Mary Jane for an appointment, give her office a call at 888-777-4232.
Now, you know, I wanted to go back to our little, our talk about staying healthy. Something that I find that is also really important is avoiding toxins and chemicals in your pollutants in your house as much as possible. And sometimes people have no idea what those things might be. For example, if you have kids or people in your house that have allergies, or you have dogs that are scratching like crazy, and you're doing, sometimes people are doing allergy shots, sometimes people are doing antihistamines, you have to look at your environment and see if there's anything, even though you've been tested for things, what else could be causing a problem in your environment. So you have to look at your detergents, your cleaning supplies. Do you use like fabric softeners or any type of fabric softeners? All these things, soaps, bath gels, hairsprays,
scented candles,
anything in your environment. Because remember, when you use hairsprays or sprays, that spray goes on the floor. Your pets walk on the floor, then they lick their paws. And it's constantly poisoning them. And then you wonder why they're itching, or you're taking them to the vet trying to figure it out. You have to look at what you're doing first. The other thing is, if you're using softeners and toxic detergents, then you're laying on those things in your bed and putting them on your clothes. And your body is your biggest organ that absorbs all those toxins. So look at what you're doing and what you have in your house and start cleaning things out and going green. Because the more chemicals you use, if you're not starting to screen those things out, your house can be pretty toxic. And long term, you're not going to get healthy when you have all those in your environment.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing when you actually think of all the things like you just mentioned.
Oh, and, you know, just look in your bathroom and anything that's really perfumed, and then you look at the ingredients of what's in that, some of that stuff, it's really the ingredients should be very few. And if they're healthy for you, the less that's in them. So use pure products, things that are green, things that are safe for your body, and just like the foods you eat. Without chemicals. And that will make a huge difference for you and your family.
Yeah, and a little bit more about some of the raw foods you were talking about, veggies, fruits. And the other thing is, if you are going to be eating vegetables, cooking your vegetables, if you're buying fresh, always make sure you get a fruit and veggie wash.
Exactly.
Take all the chemicals off of them.
Or you could use apple cider vinegar.
Exactly.
Use apple cider vinegar. You put it in the sink and you put all your veggies in there and soak them, and it will lift all the chemicals off of it.
Couple of tablespoons?
Oh, a tablespoon. And you have to be careful, even a fruit and vegetable wash, where you get it, because everything is not all, just because it says it's green or natural doesn't mean it is. You have to use your own common sense and look at things and read things and be aware of what's really in it. So it's just like, whatever you do, trust your intuition, trust your own innate ability with taking care of the health of your family and yourself. And if there's something inside that there's doubt or something that's not right, remember, don't do it. It's better to wait. Like even something from a doctor or medicine, it doesn't matter what it is. If you have doubt, don't do it because you could always do it later.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite quotes is when in doubt, do nothing.
Yeah.
Because you can always think about it later. We have so much information that we didn't cover today, and I want to thank all of our great callers for calling in. But I think I forgot to mention Mary Jane Mack has a fan page on Facebook. And she has quotes that she puts up every day, pictures of the ranch.
We'd love to hear from you on Facebook.
Yeah,
I'd
love to hear your comments. And I think we had so much information that we didn't get to today that I think maybe we can go ahead and put up some pointers on your fan page today. So you might want to like Mary Jane it's Mary Jane Mack. Like our fan page. We'll go ahead and put up some easy tips, some other thoughts. We'll get those up for you later on today.
And we'll get them on our webpage too.
Yeah, on the webpage. And then just go ahead and call in or write in your suggestions on things you'd like to hear in the future. Thank you all for listening. Mary Jane, quick note.
Happy spring. Enjoy the sunshine and look for the good and have gratitude for all those little things in your life.
And I think we need to have gratitude right now because the sun is shining. Thank you all so very much for listening. We had a great time. We hope you did too. And we will catch you next month. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Some kind of wonder it will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy, they wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry. But there's nothing I can do. I only want to be with you.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.